Up, boy? What's popping?
Nothing much, man. It's the summer, so we're getting
So scared.
into the Money in the Bank season, SummerSlam season.
Yes,
So yeah.
sir. But that's not what we're going to be talking about today. We are going to be talking about the World Heavyweight Champion. That's today's topic. And also a little bit of the new Women's Championship. But the main topic is the World Heavyweight Champion. Not Seth Rollins, the past, the one from 2002 to 2013, right? So, we found this out a couple, I think it was like last week. We found out that the Seth Rollins' new World Heavyweight Championship is a new reign. I don't know how to
Lineage or new,
lineage.
yeah.
So he is the first ever to hold that world heavyweight champion. What's your yeah, I know you had some thoughts about that, so let's hear it right now.
I mean, it's sad because I did want to like. I mean, obviously the champions they have are still recognized as champion, but I wish they kept the lineage because there's a lot of great champions,
Right.
and like I can mention a few like Triple H, Edge, Rey Mysterio, Undertaker. Like, obviously I will talk. We'll have a list of matches for that too. But like, there's a lot, and we have a list of wrestlers too that were
Yeah.
like, our
It,
top 10.
to me personally, as long as they bring it up, because even with the World Heavyweight Champion, when they brought it the first time they brought it in 2002, though Triple H was considered the first World Heavyweight Champion, but WWE still acknowledged it as the world champion and the WCW champion. They were like they acknowledged saying Ric Flair's hold this title, Bret Hart, Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hogan, Sting, So they did acknowledge like this is the title that these former world champions used to hold, but in here in WWE it's the new reign. So as long as they do that for this new world heavyweight champion, I'm okay with that. But so far you said so far I haven't noticed that. I don't know if you have.
No, they just call it the like they say, oh, this former greats, like I don't think they mentioned that either. I
Let's
don't know
see.
why they wanted to get rid of him, because I think I said in our private conversation, like the reason they probably didn't they wanted to like separate it, because like a lot of the champions of the World Heavyweight title are like controversial, or they're like blacklisted now. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, at the same time, it's like, okay, Benoit was the big one, right?
yeah.
But then, like, if we go with, for example, Alberto Del Rio, that's a gimmick name.
Yeah.
He doesn't go outside in the real world saying, oh, I'm Alberto Del Rio. I
Yeah.
don't know his real name, but you know what I mean? It's a character that you had in WWE. So I don't understand what's the problem with that. And the other one, obviously, CM Punk, but it's like CM Punk is just, he hasn't done anything compared to Alberto Del Rio and Benoit. So I wouldn't really put him on that list.
Yeah.
But I mean, but Benoit was always been that big one that we don't talk about. But at the same time, it's just like, well, we're not talking about Benoit, the person. We're talking about the wrestler. So
Yeah.
it's like that's two different things. Unfortunately, I think Chris Benoit is his real name, right?
Yeah,
Or
that's his real name.
yeah, so that's the only problem where it's not like we can't ignore it. But like if Chris Benoit wasn't his real name, I'm pretty sure it's like what's the problem? It's a character.
Yeah, I think that's why I was initially like, yeah, those three guys. I mean, yeah, like obviously, like CM Punk didn't do anything like criminal or anything like that. It's just
Right.
like the way he left WWE and the way he criticized them. And obviously, now they don't want to be like, oh, we don't want this guy to be, so that's probably why. But I mean, there's other people that have left WWE, like Jeff Hardy was a two-time
Right.
champion, but he's not like he well, obviously he committed some stuff, he's getting better, thank God, but like,
Yeah.
I don't know, they just probably want to wipe away some people from that list. Like, okay, this is our new list, our new championship.
But why are they acting like they're not gonna have any issues in the future?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
Like
what if like somebody like, yeah, I don't know. I think they just wanted a clean slate with it, but I still wish they did keep the lineage, because you have a lot of great champions. We have a list. We both have a list, so it's like we can make our top 10. But like, I wish they do keep it, so you could keep like, oh, this title holds the reins of these people.
Right.
And we grew up with the title. It was pretty much our childhood. 2002, 2013. Yeah,
Right.
we were like, what? I was probably like 2002. I was like,
I was like in fifth or sixth grade. No, I was not in sixth grade. I was in fourth grade at
yeah, I
that
was
time.
like, let me see, what was I? I was like 13, so my like teenager years to
Yeah.
like 2013, like so teenager to like,
But you used to see, you used to watch WCW, so you've
yeah.
seen that belt even in
Yeah. We were
your
growing up
young.
during the Monday Night Wars. We were
Yeah.
like, we were there. Like, obviously, I never went to a WCW show. I could have, man. I could have been like, hey, mom, let's go to like the, because they were in Rosemont Theater, I think. So I go like, hey, can you like drop me off at the, can you take me to one of the, because we went to SmackDown and stuff, and Raw.
You know, SmackDown is the only live show I've never went to.
You've never been to SmackDown?
No, I've been to
Jesus.
SmackDown house shows, but I never had a chance to go to watch SmackDown.
Wow.
Yeah, it's because at that time growing up, my parents worked the
Yeah.
night shift. When they worked the night shift, it was Tuesday through Saturday, and they were off Mondays and Sundays, so it was easier for them to take me to pay-per-views events and Monday Night Raw. So, but yeah, like SmackDown, it was never, and I was a SmackDown guy too.
So to this day, you haven't gone on SmackDown? You have?
A house show. So technically, no, I've
No.
never been to a SmackDown show.
I mean, even my wife has been a SmackDown. She's not even a wrestling
Yeah.
fan, bro. Like, what? Wow.
I never had the opportunity to go. It was
We got.
never, yeah, it was never like, oh, I don't want to go see SmackDown. It was
Yeah.
like I just never had the opportunity to go. I'll always
Yeah.
check and something will come up, or I can't get the day off from work. So, yeah.
Yeah. I went as a kid, I think once or twice with, I think with my brother and some of my cousins, because they're older, so they already had a car and all that. They were like already like 20 years old, because we were like young, and they were older.
Right.
And then I went recently. I went like last 2 years ago, like to the 2021. I went or 2020, yeah, or 2022. But yeah, we gotta put that in the list, bro. Let's go. We gotta add
Yeah.
that when they come back to Chicago.
Yeah,
I'm down.
I gotta go to a SmackDown show one day next time
We
they come
gotta,
back.
yeah.
So yeah, I know, like I miss all these opportunities to see The Undertaker live and all that.
Oh,
So it's
dude.
just like, yeah, it's horrible.
I remember when I went to SmackDown, I did see Eddie Guerrero live. He I was like, the side of like the side like where here's the stage, like the fist on this side.
Right.
Like
Oh,
on the
yeah.
left. He was like right there. When he came out with his lowrider, we saw him. We're like, oh, Eddie.
Oh,
Oh, dude. I
nice.
was
That was
so like,
dope.
that was like before he died too. I think that was 2003 or four. Yeah, before he became champion. We're like, ah. Oh.
Well, speaking of Eddie Guerrero, you know,
Yeah.
Eddie Guerrero was going to have a world title run
Yeah,
before he
that's how,
passed.
oh man, that would have been a what if,
Yeah.
you know? That's why
Apparently,
he would have definitely been on my list if he was a world champion.
There was rumors that it was going to be Batista on a SmackDown show. It was going to be Batista facing Randy Orton and Eddie Guerrero for the World
Whoa.
Heavyweight Champion, and Eddie Guerrero was going to be walk out as champion
Yeah.
heading towards WrestleMania to face Shawn Michaels for the World Heavyweight Champion.
I was
Yeah.
there. I would have
And
been so lovely, dude.
yeah, man, that match would have been like match of the decade.
Oh my
And
God.
yeah, but then there was also rumored that Shawn Michaels was going to win the Royal Rumble to face, and he was going to challenge Eddie Guerrero because Shawn Michaels didn't want to be on SmackDown, but
Ah.
he was willing to feud with Eddie Guerrero like as a temporary thing, or just for a paper, like for WrestleMania. Like, yeah, I'll show up here and there for SmackDown
Yeah.
for the draw, you know. But he didn't want to stay. He didn't want to be like a full-time roster on SmackDown. So, but then there was also rumors that Eddie Guerrero wasn't going to be world champion, Batista was going to be champion, and he was going to face Randy Orton at WrestleMania for the world title.
Wow.
And then we were still going to get Eddie Guerrero versus Shawn Michaels, just no title. So
Yeah.
it was gonna like
Man.
trying they were gonna try to figure out a way for, but then it was like at that time, I think they were doing, I don't think they did it for that pay-per-view for that year's WrestleMania, but they've been doing like a Raw versus SmackDown kind of thing. So that was going to be the idea of it if Eddie Guerrero wasn't going to be world champion, because Shawn Michaels was going to win the Rumble and he was going
Yeah.
to challenge Eddie. And then the other option was Raw versus SmackDown. So, but yeah,
Ooh.
and yeah, that match would have been fantastic. No doubt about it. Now the real question is, who was gonna win? Was it gonna be Eddie Guerrero, or was it gonna be Shawn Michaels? So,
Yeah, that'd be, oh man, that would've been nice.
yeah,
Wow.
that would have been like amazing.
That would've been a top 10 match for sure. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh. What if, you know?
What if, but now going off topic, they just revealed that Asuka is now the kind of surrendered or vacated. They stopped the Raw Women's Championship, brought in a new Women's Championship. This is another title where we have no idea. Is this a new legacy, a new reign, or is this going to continue the reign of the Raw Women's Champion? So,
Because
what's
this
your
is the
thoughts on
dirty.
that?
Same thing. Like, I mean, hopefully they keep the lineage too. There's a lot of great champions. I wish they kept, you know, initially when they, because it was like the Women's Championship, Divas Championship, and then they split the titles to Raw SmackDown. They kind of didn't keep the lineage of the Women's Championship of any of them, right? The Divas
Not
Championship was
really.
totally different. And then the Raw and SmackDown were like totally different. They never continued. But out for this one, I mean, they got lazy with design, man. Like, you have opportunity to update the title. Come on, you couldn't even like you guys had all you guys had all this time to like make up a new design,
It's
make
because
it unique.
WWE is a brand, and that's how they care. They want to show off the logo. And then
Yeah.
plus they're doing, and the reason is because of you know how they give out the titles to like whoever wins like a championship, like the
Yeah.
NBA, football, you
Yeah.
know, they'll give them a WWE title. So that's why they're doing that. That's why they won't change that.
Yeah. But at least make, I mean, like how they added the World Heavyweight title, make it like you could have the wing. What if you made the woman's head of the Winged Eagle one? Just put a
Right.
WWE logo on there, you know, big one.
Yeah.
Or if you just make the women's championship, the original one, you know, like the one Trish Stratus had, that circle one, just add a WWE logo on there, like a big
Yeah.
logo, you know?
Yeah, they could bring back the Attitude Virgin title and just have
Yeah.
the big WWE logo.
Yeah, and then
Yeah,
the
like I get what you mean. It's just like I'm getting tired of that title. It's just like it's not as great as they think it seems.
yeah. I get it's for branding, but at the same time you want it to like mean something. But also I hope that they keep the lineage. That's my concern. Like keep the lineage of the
I
Smack.
highly
She was
doubt
Raw.
that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, why you guys keep updating the belts?
And
Like
why Asuka? Why not? What happened to the Smack? Who's what's going on with Rhea Ripley?
They made this Raw Women's Championship into the WWE Women's Championship, and they're making the SmackDown Women's Championship into the WWE Women's, the World Heavyweight Women's Champion or whatever, World Champion. I don't know how they're gonna. It can't. Well, they don't usually call it heavyweight, right? When it,
Let's see. Nope. Okay, so no, so they just changed the name. It's not gonna be a Raw title no more.
no, it's just, they keep the lineage. You think?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I wish I did that for the World Heavyweight title. Like, keep the lineage, you know?
Yeah,
But
so.
if they do update the other one, it should make it like the Women's Championship, like the
So the
old one.
real so the question is, 'cause now this title is now called the WWE Women's Championship. The title that Rhea Ripley holds, what is that going to be called now?
It's gonna be the World Championship. Dirty World Championship or something.
That would be weird.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, well, they call it the World Heavyweight. I'm like, I don't know. They'll
But
probably be.
so, gosh. So,
Or call it the Divas.
Rhea Ripley is on Raw, who is
Yeah.
a SmackDown Women's Champion. Bianca Belair was a Raw Women's Champion, but got dropped it to SmackDown, dropped the title to a Raw superstar, Asuka. And for whatever reason, instead of having Rhea Ripley showing up to SmackDown with the SmackDown Women's Championship, to reveal a new women's champion, they were like, Asuka, come to SmackDown as the Raw Women's Champion, and we're going to give you a new title. So what's gonna happen to Rhea Ripley's title on Raw? They're gonna give her like it's just, and here's the other thing that bothers me. Why did Asuka win the freaking title? Why couldn't they just do that with Bianca Belair?
I don't know, man.
That doesn't make any sense because now it's just like, why did she drop the belt? Don't get me wrong, I was getting a little tired of her being champion for so long already. And I feel like if she was going to drop the title, she should have dropped it at WrestleMania. But it was just like, I thought the whole purpose was it was because Asuka was going to be, she's on Raw and Bianca's on SmackDown. That's why she dropped the title. But now Asuka's the champion and they're like, hey, come to SmackDown. We're going to give you a new title. It's like, why didn't you just do that with Bianca?
Wait, so
And
Asuka's officially part of SmackDown now?
no, she's a Raw.
Oh, okay. So, okay. I don't know.
That's why people are confused on why did Asuka go to SmackDown for you guys to give her a new title? Why not wait to Raw? And also, why Asuka and not Rhea Ripley?
That's crazy.
It's just like they're doing too much where it's just like, what? And then if they were gonna change the title, why have Bianca drop the title? I don't know. It's the damage is done. I feel like there was other ways, but my gosh, my wife, my baby girl, she's back, bro. Charlotte Flair. Woo-wee. God damn. So happy. So happy. I know everybody's not excited to see her that she's back and she's cutting in front of the line.
Yeah,
But
she's like,
hey,
that's her gimmick. She's like, oh, yeah,
yeah.
I am the lion. I'm like, that's not a gimmick. That's just
Hey,
like
you know what?
being Ric Flair is not a gimmick, you know?
I love Charlotte. I don't care, But hey, you're telling me you're not excited to see Charlotte Flair versus Asuka?
I'm excited, but like, I don't like how she's gonna be
Like, because
champion eventually.
you think she's gonna be winning the title. That's why, because it's like a spoiler. Yeah,
It's
I get
also
that
like,
part.
because it's like, okay, your gimmick is like, I think we talked about this before. Like, her gimmick is like being a champion.
Right.
How long can you do that for? Like, how many more years you're gonna do it? If she wrestles 5 more
I
years,
mean,
right?
it's not up to her. That's WWE.
I know, but they want to make her the Ric Flair, but they didn't even recognize all Ric Flair's title reign. So what the heck? He's actually
Right.
21-time champion, not 16. Why not just recognize all 21? And okay, if you want to make her a real Ric Flair, make her 21-time champion or 22, just to
Right.
beat her dad's streak, you know? But yeah, but the World Heavyweight title, I mean, they might make Rhea Ripley the world. I don't know heavyweight because like every time you see like. Even in the UFC, there's no woman that's a heavyweight. You know, they're all
Right.
bantamweights or strawweights or
Yeah, because
featherweights.
I think TNA is the knockouts women's champion. At one point, it was just the knockout title. So, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what direction. Me personally, this is me personally. I like AEW, what they're doing with their women's division. I wouldn't say all that. I like what they're doing with their titles because you have the women's championship and then you have the TBS champion. It's not a woman's like a woman's world heavyweight champion. It's just like it's a mid-card title. So I wouldn't personally do that with Rhea Ripley, but I feel like that's what they should do. Like this is your we have one world women's champion and then we have a mid-card for you guys.
So you're saying like they should make Rio's title like the Intercontinental title?
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah. But not
But
Nicole. What
yeah.
would he call it though? Like you want it to be unique, so you don't want to be the women's Intercontinental.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. It could be the women's United
Galaxy
States
champ.
champion. Yeah. I want to go all that. But like the point is they could have a mid card and then the women's champion could jump around in every show. You could have her SmackDown on Raw because she's the women's world champion. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Because
So the
it's
only title left is the tag team pretty much just split at this point. Well, let's see. They haven't fully split the Raw SmackDown one yet, but
No.
the women's
Where do you want them to split the tag titles at the moment? At like well, yeah, at the moment, right?
not right now because I like Sami's and
Yeah.
Kevin Reign, but like if they do lose it, there should be a way to like, you know what, split it, you
Yeah.
know, because there's a lot of tag teams, but like there's only so much opportunities, you know. That's why they split the initial, the other titles, because there was like, okay, these same people are champions. Might as well, or the Universal. I no, because the Roman Reigns had both titles, so like there's less opportunities. But and then tag team was all Usos for how many days too. So I'm like, now they have another tag team. Like, why not just split it eventually? Get rid of those Silver Nichols titles. Make them nice. Actually, make them nice. Like, don't even like put a big WWE logo
Bring
on there.
back the old, bring back the old
Oh,
WWE
dude, that's
titles.
the that
The tag team
SmackDown
titles,
one
yeah.
and that Raw, the World Tag Team
Yeah,
titles, dude. I feel like
bring those titles back.
Going and buying one. I'd just be like, who
Just
wants the second one?
put the new logo on there. That's all you
Yeah.
gotta do.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's not that difficult,
Even
but
the old tag team titles were nice. Like the old ones, the ones like the Dudley Boys had and like the Hardy Boys.
yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I don't like
They said,
the Raw one, the
oh, the
weird.
red one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
the that one that was like in I don't remember where like Rated R KO used
Oh,
to
yeah.
hold. Yeah, that one I never liked those tag team titles.
Yeah.
Was like dumb. But going back to the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins is like the man right now. It looks like he's gonna have a feud. It looks like leading into Money in the Bank. Hopefully, we're gonna get Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Champion. This is gonna be a SummerSlam rematch. So that's gonna be something exciting to see. But now the roles are reversed. Finn Balor is the heel. Seth Rollins is the baby face right now. So do you think Finn Balor, do you see him as the next, not defeating Seth Rollins at the moment, later on in the future? Do you think Seth Rollins, I mean, sorry, Finn Balor is like a future world heavyweight champion?
Yeah, I do see that because it's like he never got a title and he never got another title for the Universal, right? After he relinquished it
It's been a
a couple
while.
years, but
Yeah,
he
his
hasn't.
opportunity was against Brock Lesnar
Oh yeah.
2019 at the Royal Rumble. That was his opportunity. Because when Finn Balor came back, he didn't came back until after WrestleMania 33.
Okay.
And he was in the he was in the main event picture, but then he never had the opportunity at the world title.
Okay.
So it took him a long time. And then again, with Roman Reigns, when was it? Was it like 2 years ago, I think?
Yeah.
So
So I think he should, but not right now. When he's raw, yeah, and then obviously, oh, he's on Raw, so it's good to he's on Raw. But like not right now would not be the best time. Give Rollins his dues because he's earned it. He's lost so many matches last year, I think, right? Even this year he lost a lot of matches until recently. I know last year he lost to Cody, he lost to Riddle, he lost to,
Well, he beat Riddle at Clash of the Castle, but
okay.
yeah, at Extreme Rules, I believe Matt Riddle won that one.
I think he lost like more than 80% of his matches in 2022, and then pay-per-views. Yeah, he barely won, and then this year he barely won like the title. What else did he win this year? He beat Logan? No,
Logan
did he
Paul,
beat?
yeah.
He beat Logan Paul, and that's probably one out of like, I don't know. He yeah, I would see Seth Rollins staying champion for a while. At least give him like 6 months. I mean, 6 months is, especially with Seth, he's like his character's super hot. He's on fire. He's in a
Yeah, I mean,
movie, so they want to
he's been
advertise.
like that. Yeah.
Now he's in Captain America. They don't call it New World Order anymore. They probably got like, sued by WWE or something. Now
Did
it's
they
called Bra
really?
yeah. Oh, I don't know, maybe, but now it's called Brave New World.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think because he's gonna be in the Captain America movie, they're gonna keep him as champion for advertising purposes. So the movie doesn't come out till what, like the fall, probably? I don't even know. I don't know. I remember the
I thought it was coming out in 2014. I ain't gonna lie.
New one?
Yeah, the Captain America. That's what I thought it was.
2024, bro. You said 14. Like that's like 10 years ago.
Oh.
I know what you meant though.
Did
But
I
like no,
really say that?
2014. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
2014? But yeah, I think they'll keep him champion for a while for advertising purposes, and then I could see him like, let's give somebody else a chance. Like I
I
don't
could
know
see
who.
Seth Rollins champion all the way to WrestleMania.
That could be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, because it
Why
really
not,
does.
you know?
Yeah, because it's like if he have a, you could have a good few months feud with the Judgment Day, because you have Seth Rollins. Oh my gosh, you have Finn Balor, you have Dominic, you have Damian Priest. Even though Damian Priest already had the opportunity, but he could always have a rematch. I don't even know why he even got an opportunity where he lost to Seth Rollins in a tag team match. So, but yeah, like you, that's like a 2 or 3 months feud right there. And then Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles. I don't know who else is on Raw. The Miz, there's so many opportunity for him to be like to have him hold the title all the way to WrestleMania. The question is, if he does hold it all the way to WrestleMania, who is he gonna face at WrestleMania?
Yeah,
So,
that's gonna be the question.
yeah. But going back to the World Heavyweight Champion, the legacy of the world from 2002 to 2013. Do you have your top favorite world heavyweight champion?
Yeah, I do actually.
All right, well, let's get started with this list, baby. All
So
right.
do
We could go back and forth.
Okay.
G-G-G. All right, well, for my number 10, I got Christian.
Oh, okay.
Christian. I know even though he had a very short title reign and he was basically doing the hot potato, but it was like the moments of him winning the title. And also, even though his feuds were against Randy Orton, man, those were some classic matches, man. Those are some classic matches. And I got to see Money in the Bank with Randy Orton, even though it was in a DQ, but the fact to see him win a world title, it was just like, oh my gosh, it was like a special moment in my heart. Like that was my match. Like that was my main event. So don't get me wrong, I bought ticket to go see Punk and Cena, but that was like my main event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number 10 is Jeff Hardy.
Oh, okay.
It's just good to
Damn.
see him as champion. Obviously, he had the feud with CM Punk. That's in my top 10 matches. I'll say that later. And also, he had another match with Edge too, which was a banger. So yeah, he that's why he's 10. Obviously, like I didn't expect him to be champion, but like I still give him my top. I know I should rank him higher because of the matches he's in, but like overall, like he had banger matches with like CM Punk and Edge, but like obviously it was their shorter reigns, you know.
Right. Yeah, my number nine was Jeff Hardy. And like you said, it was just like though he was playing hot potato with the title, it was a great feud where he had with Edge. It was a great feud with CM Punk. Great matches, great storytelling. But yeah, fortunately it was just a short reign and the feud was short as well because at that time he got released to his, what he was doing in his personal life. So yeah, so Jeff Hardy, my number nine, definitely agree with you on that part. So now I owe your
My number
number
oh, my number
nine.
nine is Shawn Michaels. He had one reign, but it was I like because it was his last title, right? His last World of WWE Championship, and also the way he won it the chamber match at Summer was it SummerSlam or Survivor Series?
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series 2002 with what Triple H, Booker T, Rob Van Dam, Kane, Jericho, and him. So I think it was one reign, but it was still memorable because of his feud with Triple H.
Right, yeah. And yeah, like winning the world title and then also that one match with Triple H at Armageddon, two out of three. No, well, yeah, two out of the three stages of hell. The first fall was a street fight, second steel cage, and then the third, if necessary, which obviously it was necessary, was a ladder match. And that fall that Shawn Michaels took from the ladder. So yeah, like no, that number nine. I mean, I feel like if you were to put him in that like your top 10, I feel like what really? But as your top 10, yeah, most definitely. Because though it was a short reign, like he had two fantastic matches. The one he won, and then that match where he had with Triple H.
They were
So
best friends, so you know they made it better, like a better feud. So that's why,
I at
yeah,
that time,
he had one reign, but.
at that time, I don't think they were best friends at that time.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think because I think Triple H was just got he got burned by Shawn Michaels so many times that he just didn't trust him. But eventually they obviously reconnected. So that was your number nine. My number eight is Randy Orton. Obviously, my favorite time when he was world champion was with his feud with Randy Orton, with Christian. So basically, that's what I said about Christian. It's the same thing what I'm gonna say about Randy Orton. Though it was cool when he did beat Benoit for the world title, but that's not like the reason why I put him on my list. I put him on my list because of his feud with Christian, and also that match that he had with Mark Henry at Night of Champions. So
Okay,
my number eight,
nice.
Randy Orton.
Nice. My number eight is Christian. Same thing you said about Christian. Same stuff. Like you say, it was like hot potato, but overall, he had good matches with people. Yeah, and I think he deserved it too, because he worked so
Yeah.
hard in WWE. So it was kind of good to see him have a title reign. I mean, obviously, after that, I think the only title reign he got after this was what? He went to Impact, got the
Yeah.
NWA TNA World Heavyweight Champion, and then he ended up winning an Impact title later on and recently. But yeah, I
Right.
think he definitely he worked for it and he earned it. That's why I think I'll give him number eight.
Yeah, and I feel personally Christian Cage should never had that hot potato
No.
title. I feel like, well,
And he
to
got
be,
three reigns too, right? He
yeah,
got three. He got like three of them. Like, hey, we'll just give you
did
all of them
he?
now. Yeah.
It was the Extreme Rules where he won it. He'd lost it to Randy, I think, like the week later, and then he won it back in Money in the Bank. So I think he's just a two-time ring.
Two time? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But still, two times is like, you know what? We'll just give you the belt twice.
Yeah. I feel, and then I feel like Randy Orton, well, to be fair, Christian was never supposed to be world champion. So,
Yeah.
because of Edge's retirement, but I feel like Christian could have held the title all the way to Over the Limit and dropped the belt to Randy Orton then, and not a week later.
Yeah.
So, but I feel honestly, personally, I feel like Christian Cage or Christian should never have dropped the belt to Randy. He should have dropped the belt to Randy all the way to Money in the Bank or SummerSlam.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like Christian Cage should have had a long reign. And also, I feel he could have had a longer reign longer than that, because I feel like he would have helped a lot of the young guys at that time. And Christian is amazing, amazing as a heel. He does not get the credit he deserves being a heel.
Dude, that
So.
stuff, even recently when he talked about like Jack Perry or Luke Perry, he's like, bro, that's Christian. Like people are like, oh, he's so mean. Like, that's him the whole time, bro. He's been a heel.
Yeah.
That's what his character
Like
is.
that's when he's a heel, he
Yeah.
goes off.
Like
It's
he's
just
good as
like,
a
oh.
face, but he's like, oh yeah, my piece.
He's
But then
yeah.
when he's a heel, he's like, dude, come on.
No, yeah, I
Stay
know.
a heel.
When he's a heel, he knows how to pitch people's nerves. But when he's a baby face, he knows he's that's why I don't get like why Christian is like, dude, why are you like, you got to go back to Impact.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go back to Impact because he was great at Impact. And then AEW, I mean, he's doing pretty well, but at the same time, it's like, eh, you could do better. But what number was that for you?
That was eight for me,
So my
or
number
seven.
seven, I got Sheamus, obviously, he defeated Daniel Bryan. That was a crazy moment at WrestleMania, that 18 seconds. But my favorite match of his, and what kind of like made me be like, oh, Sheamus got something here, is when he had that match with Daniel Bryan at Extreme Rules in Chicago, 2 out of 3 falls. Fantastic match, one of my favorite matches of his. And then he went on, and I believe at Over the Limit, he faced Alberto Del Rio, Chris Jericho, and Randy Orton in the Fatal 4-Way match. And then he had a match with Dolph Ziggler at No Way Out. Fantastic match. And then after that, he had a feud with Alberto Del Rio for a few months, and then the Big Show. So he had a fantastic feud, so many great matches. I feel like the Alberto Del Rio feud was a little bit long than it should have, especially since Alberto didn't like take the title off him, because it was like, why are we still getting this feud? I feel like who should have gotten more opportunities was Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
But yeah, Sheamus had a good run. I did enjoy his run. So yeah, that's why he is. And I had more favorite matches of him, like I enjoyed watching. So that's why Sheamus is number seven, fella.
Nice.
Does he say fella or is that Finley?
That's I think that's yeah, that's Sheamus.
Sheamus. All right.
My number seven is The Undertaker.
Ooh, I do not
Yeah.
have him on my list.
No, wow.
No.
'Cause he defended it twice at the WrestleMania. He defended against Ed. No, he defended against Edge at WrestleMania.
No, he won it against Edge.
No, but he no, I mean he faced him. I mean,
Oh.
faced him, and then he faced Batista at WrestleMania 23 in Detroit, right?
Right.
And he had three reigns. I mean, I'm glad he got his reigns in because I know he. I was crazy how like even when he was like hot, you know, like new. In the beginning, he never got so many reigns. He got like a one or two, then all of a sudden he got three in as the world heavyweight champion. So I was like,
Did he? I thought he got more than that.
no, I thought he was a 5-time champion
So
total.
he, the first one he ever won was against Batista. A year later, he, no, wait. So Batista, he was champion all the way.
He beat Edge, I think, right?
Oh, no.
He
Yeah. And then I think then he went on beat Edge at 24. And then Punk and nine. And then, yeah, I think he just three title reign.
Yeah, but they're memorable title reigns, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like some people, I didn't put on my list because I'm like, this guy had like one reign and then like it was botched, you know. But he had three of them, so it was overall pretty good because he had title matches at WrestleMania, two of them, and then he had the feud with Punk. I think the feud with Punk started with him like was Punk winning the belt, and then Jeff Hardy he was over Jeff Hardy, and then the lights went out, and it was Undertaker. I was
Yes.
like, dude,
That
yes.
was moment. The only problem is I feel like they kind of botched the CM Punk feud could have been a little bit better. It was good. It could have been
Yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it was because it was CM Punk or something.
Yeah.
But it could have been better. So my number six, I got another short reign. I got Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay.
Kurt Angle, the reason why is because I was shocked that he showed up at the Battle Royal when he won the World Heavyweight Champion. He had a great match with yeah, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. At that time, looking back, it was okay, but at the time it was a great match for me when he had that feud with Mark Henry. And you know, after the match, the ring broke, or not the ring broke, the Undertaker shows up and then he
Yeah.
breaks the ring with
Yeah.
lightning. Having a feud with the Undertaker, having that fantastic match at No Way Out, a match that was supposed to happen at WrestleMania and it should have happened at WrestleMania, but whatever. Oh my gosh, that match that does not get the credit it deserved. Like, oh my gosh, Kurt Angle, the Undertaker, they tore the house down. People were upset. Like, why wasn't this at WrestleMania? The Undertaker would have the Undertaker had Kurt Angle in a triangle chokehold roll over the Undertaker one, two, three. Imagine Kurt Angle breaking the streak that way.
Oh
Oh
my
my
God.
God, dude.
We
And
would
in
have died.
Chicago? Bro.
We would have broken the city. We would have been a riot.
Bro. That would have been freaking awesome. But no. No. They decided to do it at No Way Out. God damn. And then they gave the Undertaker Mark Henry in a casket match. I was just like, instead of giving him a classic wrestling match, 30 minutes back and forth. Oh my gosh, whatever.
You're
Both
like,
Kurt Angle and the Undertaker got screwed at WrestleMania that
yeah,
year.
they did. Damn,
God
bro.
damn. God damn. Anyways, that's enough said. That's the reason why Kurt Angle was on my number six. Technically, yeah, he should be in my between my the five and seven, but it's like that match alone, and then obviously the triple threat. But no, he had a
Wow.
great feud with Mark Henry as well, which I can't, you know, that's
Yeah.
surprisingly. But no, obviously, my favorite one was with the Undertaker. So,
Okay. That was your number six, right?
yes, sir.
My number six is Batista.
Ooh,
Just like
Big
how, like,
Daddy.
he, that's how, he, well, for me, I think he had four reigns. I think because of also it was his weight, his, was that breakout, championship. He had a few, he ended up breaking off the feud with, Evolution. So I remember he did like a thumbs up to him.
Oh yeah, oh when he won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So I knew that was gonna be
The
like
thumbs
special.
up, the thumbs. Oh, what do you mean the thumbs up? I mean,
He
Triple
does
H did
the,
that.
and
Oh,
then Batista did the same thing too. He's like,
Oh, okay. I got what you mean. Okay. I was like, what are you talking about? I got
you
confused
know,
for
and then they had a match at Vengeance 2005, right? 2005, Batista versus Triple H. That was fire at Hell in a
Hell in a
Cell.
Cell. Oh my
And
gosh.
then
Another
Batista's,
great classic match that
and
people don't talk about.
and
Jeez.
Batista versus Taker, like I mentioned, WrestleMania 23. I wish he did have the match with like Eddie Guerrero. That would have been like top 10 for sure too.
Did you watch his match against Eddie Guerrero and No Mercy?
Well, Batista?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember it. I think I did watch it, but it's been a long time since I
Yeah.
watched
Watch
it.
it back. I want to get your opinion on it. I enjoy it. I felt like it was flat.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like it could have been better.
Yeah, I get
Yeah.
you. I gotta watch it then.
Yeah. Or maybe it was because of the ending. I know there was rumors saying that Eddie Guerrero did not want to take the Batista bomb. So he was like, you're gonna finish it with a spine buster.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
So that was kind of weird. And then when I saw that, I was just like, what? Maybe that's why, because I was like, Batista never won with a spine buster before. And I honestly, personally, I think Batista's finisher could be the spine buster that he does. Like, it's sick.
Yeah.
But when he hit it on Eddie Guerrero, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, is that supposed to happen?
Yeah.
And plus, everybody loves the Batista, especially at that time. I was a huge Batista fan, so I wanted to see the when he does the Ultimate Warrior thing, and then the
Yeah.
thumbs up, thumbs down, hit him with the power bomb. But it was like, oh no, he won with the spine buster. Oh, but don't get me wrong, it was a badass spine buster. But it was like, what? Okay. But so anyways, I didn't mean to cut you off. Batista is your number five or six?
Six.
All right, are you still done, or my turn?
Yeah, I'm done, yeah.
All right, cool. My number five is none other than Gene Bella.
Oh, nice.
Though I do not have that many great matches, to say for Booker T, but he was an amazing heel. I hated him and loved him watching him on SmackDown, and he was so freaking entertaining. Especially that's it. It's King Booker. King Booker. Every week, hilarious and annoying as hell. So, and he had a great run as world champion at that time. But like I said, I can't really I guess the only one I could say is when he had that match with Batista, but that's when he lost the world title to him at Survivor Series.
Wow.
Every other match, it was good. Don't get me wrong. But it was the fact that at that time, his performance was on the mic. That's where he was
Yeah.
making the money, not the matches. So
Yeah, so he's mostly a talker in that era.
at
Now,
that time, yeah, he was mainly the talker. He was just working the crowd. So I'm not saying he did not have a bad match, except the one he had with Batista that I think it was like it ended in a no DQ. But other than that, it was decent matches. So yeah. So but Booker T was entertaining as hell as world champion, and I'm pretty sure he would not have that moment if he wasn't world champion. So I got to put him in my top. That's why I put him in number five.
I
Because,
gotcha.
like, on SmackDown, I loved him and hated him on pay-per-views and matches. It was just like, eh, okay. So, but that was my number five lever ever. Let's hear your number five, baby.
my number five. My list was hard because I'm like, oh my God, all these people. But number five
Hey.
is Rey Mysterio for me.
Number
Just of
five.
the way, like how, like the storyline, how he got the title and how he
Right.
like. He had it for a while after. I think how many months did he held it? Like 3 months, 6 months? The first one.
No, well, I don't know. He held it all the way to the Great American Bash, so whenever the Great American Bash was,
July,
possibly.
August. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not August. August is
No,
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
So I had to be either late June or early, mid-July.
Yeah. So for
So.
me, I put him in the top five because it was like, oh, he had a short reign. I think both of his reigns are short. But at the same time, I felt like the storyline was like
I
that's
think
what
that
like
one, I
got
think
me.
that one he had a little bit longer. I think he was champion for like over 100 days.
Okay, yeah. So that's like yeah, about like 6 months or something. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's why I felt like I put him number two because of the way he got it. He finally won it, so he's like the most underdog champion in history, besides
Right.
Daniel Bryan. But he's actually really he's smaller than Daniel Bryan. But yeah, I put him number five. He got two times. He got twice. Well, he beat Randy Orton and Kurt Angle for it, you know. And then the second one, he lost it to John Cena. So he did have feuds. He did have some good feuds there. But I did put him five for that reason. That was hard because those other people, like, I could have put higher, but, like, I like that one a lot for, those two reigns.
Right.
Yeah.
So no, I agree with you. I mean, even though he's your list, but yeah, putting him on that top, I agree with you in the top five because he did had a great feud with I want to say the well with the feud with Booker T was pretty short because it was just leading to the pay-per-view, but he had a good feud with JBL after he won the title.
And
But
Orton too on the way to WrestleMania, right?
no, well, yeah, but at that point he wasn't world champion, yeah. All right, well, I'm gonna go ahead with my number four. My number four is Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho is in my number four. My favorite run of his when was it two? Yeah, 2008. So when he first won the world title on Unforgiven, he wrestled not one but two matches. He faced Shawn Michaels in a street fight. I'm pretty sure it wasn't called a street fight, it was something else. Unsanctioned match, I think it was. Chris Jericho lost that match, and later on, CM Punk was taken out by Randy Orton. So Chris Jericho, of all people, Chris Jericho takes a spot, and you know, he took advantage and walked out as world heavyweight champion. So from that point on, he had some great matches. He continued his feud with Shawn Michaels, having an epic ladder match for the World Heavyweight Championship, that a match that doesn't get enough credit, which is it drives me crazy. And then he went on and had a feud with Batista. The only problem was he was playing hot potato with the title. I didn't understand the purpose. Like, I feel like of all people, I feel like that should have been in that spot. It should have been CM Punk, to be honest. I feel like CM Punk should have worked with Shawn Michaels, should have worked, even though he did work with Batista earlier in the summer. But I feel like Punk should have been in that position to face Shawn Michaels, to face Batista again, or just continue the feud with Shawn Michaels until Cena. I feel like of all people, I feel like he should have dropped the belt to Cena at Survivor Series. But unfortunately, it was Chris Jericho. Fortunately for CM Punk, it was Chris Jericho, but for us, it was Chris Jericho. So it was awesome because he was a great heel at that point. So he, like I said, he had some great matches with Batista. He had great matches with Cena. And from that point, it was just like, eh. But that, even though it was a short reign, that was like my highlight. Like, that was like the highlight moment. And that shows like that kind of, and that's one of the things that how wrestling was done back of the day, where it was like when you're the top heel, you're in the main event. You're either going to be in the main event picture or you're going to have be world champion. Now these days, it's like you're a mega heel, and then you're just like, okay, cool, congrats. You get TV time, but it's like, you know, you get lost in the shuffle sometimes. But yeah, that's why Chris Jericho, one of my favorite heels as world champion at that time. And then again at 2009, but it was a very short run. He won the title in Elimination Chamber, or no, was it 9 or 10? I think it was 10 where he won the world title, but it was like, I think he was only champion for like 2 months. He won
Not too much.
it, yeah, but he won it, or was he? Yeah, about 2 months, I believe, because he won it the Elimination Chamber. Did not drop it at WrestleMania, but he dropped it a week after WrestleMania. So,
Wow.
Chris Jericho, number four, baby.
Nice. My number four was your number eight, Randy Orton. I just put him up there because, like,
He's pretty high on your list.
yeah, because, he's a four-time champion. He's the youngest world heavyweight champion in history.
You're
He's
getting.
good matches with Christian. Obviously, his feud with Rey Mysterio, Triple H,
Right.
Batista. So overall, I think he had a great, career. Well, obviously, he first won it against Chris Benoit. Then, he was always facing, John Cena. I think they unified the belts, I think, right?
Yeah.
Him versus John Cena.
Yeah.
Was he
But yeah,
technically
it
the
would.
last
But
champion?
tech,
No.
I mean, technically, yes. It depends on how you look at it. Was he the final world heavyweight champion? Yes, because they stopped the legacy once Randy Orton won the title.
Yeah.
Me personally, I felt like they should could continue it, because that's what they did when Roman Reigns. I don't understand. So the final person to actually hold the world title was Brock Lesnar, but the last reign is on Randy Orton.
Yeah. So I put him pretty high up there because of all the stuff he did. Especially he, like I said, he was the youngest champion. He
Right.
faced all these feuds. I think he had a feud with Cena, well, Benoit, Rey Mysterio, Kurt Angle. I think he had a few. Oh, he teamed up with Edge, but I think that was afterwards or before. I think,
Right.
yeah. So pretty legit. That's why I put him four.
Well, my number three, I gave it to Batista. I like the build up from his match for WrestleMania when he first won the World Heavyweight Championship. Obviously, classic matches with Triple H. The best one was the Hell in a Cell, and then he had a feud with JBL. Surprisingly, was good. I watched that match. The Great American Bash, was not expecting, like, that was a fight. I was like, oh my gosh, like they really took it to a whole different level. Same thing with SummerSlam. I think after SummerSlam, what I'm trying to remember who. Oh, that's where he had that feud and teamed up with. Was it a feud? I'll probably say rivalry with Eddie Guerrero, leading into No Mercy. So, and then the whole Survivor Series, and then unfortunately Batista got injured in a steel. I don't know how he got hurt. I think he had a steel cage match. I don't know if it was against Mark Henry or somebody else, and then Mark Henry interfered. So Batista had to surrender the title, fortunately. But yeah, like that whole year, it was just like nothing. Like, I was a huge Batista fan at that time. So he had like some surprisingly a lot of great matches. And obviously, when he finally came back, it took him a while to regain the world heavyweight champion. I think he, oh, who did he want it from? Booker T. And it's funny because every time Batista would like, he'll get hurt, and then he'll get another opportunity at the world title. So because he was like a big mega star, and honestly, if it wasn't for all those times of him getting hurt and having time off, I feel like he would have been the John Cena. I don't think that like John Cena would probably would have still been the doing the rap stuff, because
Oh,
it's
really?
like, yeah, I that's my beliefs, because like where because John Cena was the big because they had two big faces, like they had the Stone Cold and the Rock, so it was Cena and Batista. They just didn't know who was who yet,
Yeah.
you know. And but it was just like, all right, cool, you know. And it got to the point where Batista was getting hurt too much, where like John Cena was like was given more opportunities to become a bigger baby face.
Yeah.
So
That's what
becoming,
happens.
yeah. So but Batista was still pretty, he was doing
Oh
pretty
yeah.
well. But you know, you could tell that it was getting to that point where Batista was like kind of like in the mid-card picture. He was like co-main eventing because Vince couldn't like rely on him as world champion at the time, because he was always getting hurt every time he was on, in the on top.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, my Batista, like every time he was world champion, just like it was just great. He was just one of those guys where it's like he needed a title, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not that the belt made him, he made the belt.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, my number three is actually John Cena. So, yeah,
You
like you
know,
said.
can I say I don't have John Cena on my list?
Oh, wow, really?
I don't.
Wow.
I don't. Nothing against him. Obviously, I would put for would he be definitely on my WWE list? World champion, like the WWE championship? Oh, most definitely. For the World Heavyweight Championship, not so much. Not
No.
so much.
Because, yeah, he was mostly like known for the WWE Championship, not the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah.
But yeah, I put him at number three. I think the same thing you said, like during that time, the Batista wasn't reliable, so they would have to have Cena as a backup.
Right.
I know he won it three times, so it's like controversial. Like how he beat, I think he beat Mysterio. No, Mysterio was WWE champion. Never mind, not World Heavyweight. But like, I
He
think John Cena just had good
defeated
feuds.
his first world championship was against Jericho. He defeated Jericho. His second one was at WrestleMania, where he won it against Edge and the Big Show.
Yeah.
And the third time was Alberto Del Rio. I think it was like in the Hell in a Cell
Yeah.
pay-per-view, if I'm not mistaken. So, but.
I think he does. For me, I think he. I put him there, up there. I mean, there's a lot of people I gotta put up there. That's pretty tough because the lists could be tough to like rank people, you know.
Right.
For me, it's just more like you said, like he. Batista was always injured, so they could rely on Cena, and Cena was like healthy, more, you know, 95% of the time. Or if he was injured, he'd be back like really quickly. So I think that I put him up there because he was reliable as a champion, and Vince liked him. And you know, he only had three reigns. Obviously, the rest of the what? How many reigns does he have? 16 belts total, 15,
Yeah,
16. Well,
16.
the rest of them are WWE championships. So you know, he was more of that kind of champion. But yeah, I put him up there because he had good feuds, and you know, obviously the title reigns were a little bit longer or shorter. But that's why I
All
put him up there.
right. All right. Well, my number two, I got the rated R superstar. Hold on, hold on, hold on. The rated R superstar, Edge.
Yeah. Oh, me too, actually. We both got him.
It's Edge, bro.
Yeah.
It's Edge. Like, if you watch Edge's career and you watch him, like, he, the whole La Familia with the World Heavyweight Champion, the feud with The Undertaker, the feud with Edge. Oh my gosh. Feud with the Batista, you know,
Party.
feud, Hardy, Cena, so and a short, you know, Alberto Del Rio. So it's like he had some great rivalries, he had some great matches, and me personally, obviously, the one was with the Undertaker because like they
Yeah.
really built it up for a long time. I can't really think what else who he had a few. No, I wouldn't say Chris Jericho was the world champion, but he did have a feud. But you know, obviously there was people who hold the title like Kane and Jericho, and you know, Edge went after them to try to win back the world heavyweight champion. But yeah, like Edge, oh my gosh, mega heel when he was world champion, because he was like, he, even though he made the belt, but like his character, he's like, I need this title,
Yeah.
you know, I need it.
You
So
think he saved his career too, though?
I think he saved both. Like, I think the title saved his career, and then he saved the title's like legacy.
Because it's like, it was kind of, because I have him in his number two as well. Because I feel like if it wasn't for this championship, he probably will never be champion. I mean, they probably made a WWE champion a couple times, but like the World Heavyweight titles, where it's like he won it 7 times. That's the most in history.
And the
That's
long
like,
and the long and he had a couple like long reigns as well.
I think he was number two, I think, or three in the longest, like
Because when
total combined.
when he first won the World Heavyweight Champion, when he cashed in on The Undertaker, he was, rumor has it, he was supposed to be champion all the way till either SummerSlam or Survivor Series. And there was like a high chance WrestleMania, because they thought The Undertaker was going to be out like for the rest of the year. Yeah, so The Undertaker was apparently going to be out of the so they knew like the buildup was going to be Edge versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and so and I think Edge was supposed to drop the belt to Batista, like he was going to be the guy. So it was either he was going to drop the belt to Batista at SummerSlam or Survivor Series, or he was going to hold on to the title all the way to WrestleMania, and he's going to drop the belt to The Undertaker. But unfortunately, Edge got hurt. So that's when the Great Khali won the title. And eventually, eventually Batista took the title off him. Yeah, so, and then, you know, I think Batista was champion all the way to December, where they had that triple threat match, which it was The Undertaker, Edge, and Batista, which is like one, like it's like a crazy triple threat match that people forget about, where it's like, whoa, that's a WrestleMania match, and we're getting it in Armageddon. So, and yeah, it was just like that too, from 2007 to 2009, like that, I would say eight, to be honest, just because Edge was still in that. Was he still? Yeah. Well, no, Edge was still on SmackDown, so I would say, but I think they had the WWE Championship at that time. But with the
Okay.
World Heavyweight Champion being on SmackDown, it just went skyrocket from that point on, man. Like, jeez.
And also, like the just Edge's character overall, like you said, he was a mega heel, like the with Lita and all that. Well, that was with the World
No,
Heavy
no,
or the WWE.
no, no. That was WWE.
Oh, see,
It
I'm
was
like,
Vicky Guerrero
oh, okay. You
with
know what I'm
Chavo,
missing? I
yeah,
don't know if
Chavo
I don't know if
Guerrero.
this ever happened or not. Did he ever have a feud with Christian for the title?
Nope. That was supposed to
That's
happen
a
in 2011.
that would have been a that would have been like we're best friend. We were best friends. Now we're
Yeah.
like, because they both became World Heavyweight Champion. Like pretty much, the only like Cole Christian, the only title he got was the World Heavyweight. So it's good. Like they
Right.
both got their championships eventually. They did their dues, you know.
I mean, Christian got there a little bit later than he should
Yeah,
have,
but
but
he got two of them. So.
yeah. But yeah, no, that's the one thing that we never got, unfortunately. So, I mean, we could have got it in now if Christian Cage never decided to go with AEW. Like, why?
Now
It,
he's
like, yeah,
working
that,
with
and
Jack
that,
Perry.
yeah, that's what bothers me. It's like you have the opportunity to work with your best friend again, and you go to choose. I understand that they didn't, WWE didn't offer him a contract, but it's like, why did you sign a multi-year contract with AEW?
Sign a 1 year contract and then like, okay, let
Yeah,
me
he
if they
signed a
call me
three.
now.
Yeah, he signed a 3-year contract with them. He's like, you could have done 1 year,
Yeah.
you know? And then it's like, all right, cool. Let me get my money. And then yeah, and then after what he did with eight for AEW and Impact, he could have been like, do you guys want me? But no, he stuck. I was just like, man, you suck. Could have been working with Edge. Could have feud with Edge. We could have had all these great matches. It could have been tag team champions, you know. We could have had the Edge and Christian versus the Bloodline. You know what I mean? The Usos, the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Like, we could have had all these dream matches, but damn you, Christian Cage. So, but anyways, my number one is none other than the game, baby, Triple H
Me
from
too. Yep.
2002 to 2005. This SOB. I wanted him to get rid of it. Like, I wanted somebody to take the title off him. Oh my gosh. Somebody take the title off this guy. Finally, it took, you know, Shawn Michaels, but obviously it was a short reign. And obviously at that time, I didn't really care. Like, it was just one, like, I really wanted RVD to do it. But you know, I was like, all right, Shawn Michaels got it. And then Triple H won it back. And it was just like, all right, maybe Booker T. Nope. And then finally, Goldberg did it. And then, you know, you already knew it was, you know, Goldberg was going to drop the belt to Triple H again. It was just the one. Then it happened to, you know, it took from this, I think he won in September and he dropped it in December back to Triple H in a triple threat match. And then Triple H dropped the belt to Benoit. And then he won it back from Randy Orton. And then I think he dropped it to Batista. And then that was it. So when he, oh no, he won it again and it was vacated because I think Triple H got pinned or he did a double tap out or something like that. And I think they declare, I don't remember who it was. I don't know if it was Edge and Benoit. They both won, but then they decided to, like, okay, no, we're going to have a tournament. We're going to vacate the title. And Triple H won the title back at the Elimination Chamber at New Year's Revolution. And then that's when he dropped it to Batista. So when he won that world title again after dropping it, because, you know, he technically lost and they couldn't crown a winner because he double submitted or got double pinned, whatever. He won it back. So that was his last time winning the world title until he dropped the belt to Batista. And he never won that world championship again.
Damn,
But
I know. It's
then,
like he won it 5 times, right?
yeah.
But so technically he hot potatoed it then. That's like two
Yeah.
years. That's
Yeah.
like
But
2 years.
the thing is, it wasn't like, oh, you're going to win it this pay-per-view and then you're going to drop it at the next pay-per-view and then you're going to win it back at the other pay-per-view. And then and then those times where he dropped it was because
Injury or.
injury Or so, and then Shawn Michaels to have his moment, and also it was a new like match being introduced, and also to have Shawn Michaels' name on the title reign. So, and then obviously for Goldberg, it was because he was a former WCW guy, and also Triple H was hurt at the time.
Randy Orton, he had feuded with Orton to help Orton, like grow
But
his
but Triple
and
he
Batista.
Randy Orton was supposed to actually have a longer reign, world champion, but Triple H said, I don't think he's ready. And then he's like,
Wow.
because apparently it was supposed to, the original plan was supposed to be Randy Orton versus Triple H at Mania. And we ended up getting that at the at Unforgiven because Triple H felt like he wasn't ready. He's not
Yeah.
mature enough to carry the company. And he's like, basically, he's like, let me face him at the pay-per-view. And then you could decide then. At that moment, leading to the pay-per-view, Orton was gonna win.
Wow.
But then I guess Triple H or Vince was like,
Like,
obviously, yeah, he's probably like, yeah, you're right. So Triple H won the belt back.
so I think Triple H made the right call because eventually Randy Orton, longevity wise, he's technically still employed to this day. He's not retired yet, but like
I
it
feel like
helped
he
him.
is, but yeah, I at that time I mean
Like,
we
you're
can't.
next kid, but like, you're not ready. We'll give you, give me a couple more years and you'll have 13 reigns of.
Yeah, and then the thing with the winning the world title, it's that moment.
Yeah.
It's just that moment of like, yeah, I won the title, and I don't understand why people want like a long reign.
Yeah.
I really don't get it. I like to me. If I win the world title after WrestleMania, I would not care.
No,
I
you're
would
like
not
done.
care. Yeah, I'll be like, all right. Now, if I won it and we're heading towards WrestleMania, oh yeah, I want a long reign. Like I wanna be the main event at WrestleMania, of course. But it's like literally after WrestleMania, I'll be like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, because I think Triple H total had 616 days, so that's like he had the longest combined reigns total.
How
So
many
he had a
days?
616.
Oh, he has the long race. I would assume it'd be Edge.
No, like total, like he had the total like reign. Yeah, no, he. That's the crazy part. Like, what if Triple H kept going? How much times would he have won it? Would he have broken Ric Flair's record? Because he's at 14 or 15. He's at 15, I think, or something. No, he's at 13, I think, right?
Triple H, I think he's at I think he's 13 or 14.
I can imagine if like he kept going, he would have been like beating Ric Flair's record like years ago. Cena would not have been close.
I feel like honestly, if all people, I feel like as a top heel, I would say Triple H would have been the guy for it. I feel
Yeah.
like Triple H would have been the first guy to either. I personally think Triple H should have been one of the guys to tie with Ric Flair. Same with Edge. Randy Orton, I feel like Randy Orton should be the guy to break it. But Edge and Triple H, I feel like they should have tied it. Cena, I feel like Cena as a baby face should break it. Break Ric Flair or obviously tied or break it. Who was the other person that I thought? Why am I throwing a blank?
Nobody else is close yet. I think that was.
I would say Kurt Angle too. But
But currently,
Kurt Angle didn't
like.
get that much opportunity at the World Championship. But to be fair, he left pretty early. But the amount of world titles he won since signing with WWE, I feel like eventually if he would have stayed at WWE, I feel like he would have been like at least up there.
Yeah,
But
that's
Kurt
true.
Angle, I feel like Kurt Angle could have definitely would have what should have been the guy to break it.
Because he spent his prime in TNA, right? It looks like.
Yes, he did.
So you imagine if he did, if he stayed in WWE, he would have been like up, like you say, he would have been up there. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
He would have been
Well,
like
no.
12th or.
Well, here's the thing, though. The guys that he had faced, like Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Sting, they didn't have guys like that at that
No.
time. You know what I
No.
mean? So I
Yeah.
don't think we would have been able to see Kurt Angle in his prime like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, they weren't like guys like that back in WWE.
Yeah,
So.
that's
Like
pretty
if they those guys would have been in WWE, then oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
So. But that was our top list of our favorite world heavyweight champions of all time. So, but yeah, I'm gonna run through my list, because we're getting out of time. So, but I'm gonna run through my top favorite matches. I feel like that's what she would. No, not really, because I gave you my reason why I put them on my list. This, I don't have to give you a reason. So, my top 10 favorite matches, World Heavyweight Championship matches. I got my number 10. I got Sheamus versus Dolph Ziggler. That happened at No Way Out 2012. My number 9, I got Chris Jericho versus Batista, Cyber Sunday 2008. Number 8, I got Booker T versus Batista, Survivor Series 2006. Number 7, I got Christian versus Randy Orton at SummerSlam. That was number 7, right? I don't know if I said number 7 or 6, but number 6, Kurt Angle versus The Undertaker, No Way Out. Number 5, I got Edge versus John Cena, Backlash at 09. It was a last man standing. My number 4, I got Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan, Extreme Rules 2012, 2 out of 3 falls. My number 3, I got Triple H versus Batista in a Hell in a Cell match, back in Vengeance at 05. My number 2, I got Jeff Hardy versus CM Punk at Night of Champions. And my number two, I'm sorry, my number 1, I got Edge versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And then for my honorable mention, I got Jeff Hardy versus CM Punk, SummerSlam in this TLC match, and then Edge versus The Undertaker in a TLC match as well, and then One Night Stand. So that's
Nice.
my top favorite matches of the from the World Heavyweight Championship.
Okay, nice. Let me give you mine. I think I have them.
You think you have yours?
I have them.
Okay. I was like,
So
how do
my
you think you have them?
number 10 is Batista versus Triple H, Vengeance 2005, right?
Oh, okay.
Number 9 is Edge versus Jeff Hardy, Extreme Rules 2009. Number
Ooh.
8 is Rey Mysterio versus Orton versus Angle, WrestleMania 22. I would put that higher, but I was actually there. I'll put it higher, but like I just felt like, it's up, it should be up there. Number 7 is Batista versus Taker, WrestleMania 23. Number 6 is Christian versus Orton, SummerSlam 2011 or Survivor Series. I put SS.
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. I put SS for SummerSlam and Survivor Series. Number 5, I put the Elimination Chamber at SummerSlam 2002. With Triple H, Booker T, Rob Van Dam, Chris Jericho, Kane,
That's Survivor Series.
Survivor Series, but SS. 4 is Jericho versus Shawn Michaels, No Mercy 08 in a ladder match. Number 3 is, you forgot
I forgot, and I
that
mentioned it earlier, and I
one?
forgot to put that on my list.
Yeah, I know.
That
Damn.
would have been, I would have put that, honestly, I would have put that. Oh
Top
man.
5, you think, or no?
I probably would have taken out the Booker T and Batista and just move everything up. I probably would have put the Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels out. I'm on number 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then my number 3 was Edge versus Taker at WrestleMania 24,
Yeah. Yes.
Number 2 is I put CM Punk versus Jeff Hardy TLC, Survivor Series 2009.
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. See, dude, what you gotta write? I gotta put. And number 1, I put Triple H versus Benoit versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 20.
See, I was gonna put that number 1, but then I was just like, I was like, you gotta understand, at the time, as a teenager, even though I was a teenager at the time, I wanted to see Edge versus The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that, and I had to wait a whole year, a whole like yeah, for because it happened at WrestleMania. I got a little taste of it when it was him and Edge, Taker, and Batista in that triple threat match. I got a little taste, but it's like I wanted to see these two go at it because Edge screwed The Undertaker, bro. Like, oh my God, he did him dirty. And it was just like finally he got that win. But to be honest, I really thought Edge was gonna beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
That would have been what if that, oh my God, we could do a what if series. What if we do a what if,
What if?
a future episode, we could do a what if, like what if John Cena, what if Edge beat Taker at
Oh
WrestleMania?
my gosh, that would have been like, honestly, I realistic. Here's I know off topic, but realistic, I thought the two people that were gonna break the streak was Edge and Orton.
Yeah, that could I could
I
see that.
really thought that was going to happen because later in years, they both, you saw the evolution of
Yeah,
how much
literally.
they evolved from the moment they met The Undertaker at WrestleMania to, wherever, like years later. I honestly felt like WrestleMania 30 was the perfect time for The Undertaker to break the streak. Brock Lesnar was not the guy. Should have been, unfortunately, Edge was not it there, but Randy Orton should have been the guy.
And Lesnar didn't even want to break the streak. He was like, "I don't want to do this." And Vince is like, "You have to do this."
Yeah.
Or no, I think Taker is supposed to win, but he had a concussion, so they're like, "Just
Yeah, so
yeah,
take yeah, so Taker was just like, go over. I'm hurt.
yeah."
So it should have not happened that way. But honestly, 2009, Randy Orton should have broken the streak. That era of Randy Orton should have broken the streak.
Was he like that when he was a mega
2002.
heel? When he was like that mega heel where he would like just punt people?
Yes.
Oh
Yes.
yeah, dude, that would have been
That
tough.
era should have like that one. Edge, yeah, like because obviously, yeah, that's a tough one. Like Edge should have broken the streak at that time. And then so Randy Orton should have broke the streak at 2009. I think that
It's
yeah, it would
tough,
have been,
right?
yeah, but it didn't. But
Yeah.
anyways, this episode was, this is our top favorite World Heavyweight Championship. Hope you guys enjoy this. So yeah, Everett, take us home.
All right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo doo
Yay!